This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to Pete for the update. Welcome back to Grant and Danny. It is time to go blitzing, and before we talk about the Caps, let's start off with the Redskins. Chris Russell is our Redskins insider. He joins us now. Slashy, of the five remaining games, we were taking calls on which one is the most difficult, which one is the easiest. How would you slot those answers in with the five games left on the schedule?
No, right now, I would say the most difficult is the Chargers next Sunday, which nobody would have said at the outset. Not only are they red hot demolishing the Cowboys last week on Thanksgiving, but remember, guys, two of their four losses to start the year were on last second field goal made 1 week and then a missed field goal from the South Korean kicker that they kicked after. I mean, so they're a much, much better team than even their record would indicate. That is going to be a difficult place to play, even though there'll be plenty of Redskins fans at that stupid little soccer stadium. And then I think the easiest game right now, and I mean, it's impossible to predict this, that it'll stay the same right now, appears to be that Denver game on Christmas Eve at FedEx Field, or Christmas Eve day, because we don't know what's going on with their quarterback situation. And even if Paxton Lynch is back, who cares? He stinks. He's not going anywhere, and their defense is just being overrun because they have no help from the offense.
Chris, might they get Jonathan Allen back? And what would that mean if indeed he does come back for the final couple of weeks of the season?
Yeah, I mean, apparently Jay said, you know, yesterday, he did say that he's right on target to return for December 17th, Danny, against the Arizona Cardinals when they return back to FedEx Field, where hopefully they'll have a new turf because they have all this time in between to resod. You know, I've always worried about them being too overly optimistic, putting too much pressure on this kid to return. He's got a history of, obviously, injury. That's why he dropped in the draft. I think it's very dangerous to rush a kid back off of a Liz Frank. I know it was a clean break. I know that they're not going to put him at risk in their heart, but they've done this over and over again, most recently last year with Josh Doctson, where they just can't wait to get a kid on the field, and they just can't wait to trot him out there and get an infusion. And I understand that, but are you doing it at a cost potentially long-term to Jonathan Allen? We'll have to see. I just want Dr. Robert Anderson somehow on the record saying he's 100% clear and nothing is going to happen, and I know we'll never get that.
How would you react if the Redskins put a third franchise tag on Kirk Cousins?
Yeah. I mean, look, the only reason why I understand it is because you're trying to work out a deal compensation-wise, not the two first-round picks, but a negotiated settlement between signing team and that's the only way I understand it. But as we talked about yesterday, I think I mentioned this with you guys, maybe it was with Nick, if Kirk Cousins gets that $34.5 million offer, if I'm Mike McCartney, I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm literally hiring a private jet and helicoptering on top of Redskins Park an hour after they extend it and signing the damn thing and locking in at least that for 2018 and then working on a long-term deal from that point.
All right, let's go to this matchup quickly against the Dallas Cowboys. This offense of Dallas has stunk lately. Yep. They've just been terrible, terrible, terrible. I argue it's two things. One, they haven't been very good. The other part is they face some defenses that are either really good or hot themselves. Yep. The Redskins' defense isn't very good. They're struggling. They're missing a bunch of guys who know the score. You anticipate Dallas having more success here than they've had recently against them?
Probably, but I don't know how much success. I mean, you know, Dez Bryant is kind of a shadow of himself, it seems. I mean, he's not getting a whole lot of separation. I think the next-gen stats and your eyes just tell you that. Jason Witten has been up and down. You know who's been pretty good, and especially on first-down runs? I was just charting this. Alfred Morris, yep. Former Redskin. He's been pretty good for them. You know, I think it's a lot of pressure, obviously, on Dak. Cole Beasley has been taken away a lot this year. So this offense, you know, Terrence Williams is inconsistent up and down. And here's the thing, guys, the offensive line. I mean, I know Tyron Smith came back and missed a couple of games in this three-game losing streak. But the right side of that offensive line, Zach Martin's been banged up. I think he's going to play. But the right tackle, Lyle Collins, who probably won't play in this game, has been awful. And that might mean that Chaz Green kid who got lit up by Atlanta for seven sacks or whatever it was might start at right tackle. If I'm Ryan Kerrigan, if I'm Junior Gallette, if I'm Ryan Anderson, I am feasting on Thursday night.
Chris, thank you so much for the time, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas.
Let's talk a little puck. Neil Greenberg covers the Caps and just about everything else on the Washington Post sports section. Neil, how about the Caps? We were ready to bury them. They were struggling. They had the toughest upcoming schedule this past week in hockey, and they beat two of the better teams in the sport, and they look good doing it.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you reunite Alex Ovechkin and Nicholas Backstrom. I mean, that probably was the catalyst. It put two players together that have a lot of chemistry and really set the tone for where they are right now. They've looked good, like you said, wins against Tampa Bay Lightning, arguably the best team in the NHL, and Toronto, who could be a close second, at least one of the top five teams, have really turned the expectations around. They have a big test coming up on Thursday against the Los Angeles Kings, one of the best teams in the West.
So where does the truth lie with this group, Neil? They've been back and forth, up and down. We've seen some streaks, both good and bad. I remember, and by the way, Crashing Lynette, tomorrow night at 6:30 instead of this evening, a couple episodes ago, you had them as the fourth worst team in the NHL. I don't know if they're that bad, but I also know that they're probably not this good. Where's the truth with this team? Where do they settle finally? What's sustainable?
Yeah, I think that we're probably seeing them as a fringe playoff team. And what really concerns me the most is their inability to create quality shots. You look at their actual goal differential of -1 compared to what you would expect that goal differential to be when you take into account shot quality, the shot type, whether or not the shot occurred on the power play, how close to the net it was. They would be a -14, the second worst team after the Anaheim Ducks. So I'm not really sure where to reconcile this team yet. My guess, though, considering the talent they have in the top six and the healthy blue line, and obviously Braden Holtby in goal, they're probably a fringe playoff team, but most likely the wild card team, not necessarily one of the division winners.
Hey, while we have you, a couple of your recent pieces were on quarterbacks in the NFL. You wrote about Kirk Cousins' value. You also wrote about Joe Flacco. What'd your number crunch and find?
Well, no surprise, but Joe Flacco is not that good. He's really tapered off over the past couple of years to the point where I'd argue he's a below-average quarterback, one of the worst in the league. You look at some of his overall numbers. If not for the Ravens' defense, this team is not a playoff team. The offense is not the type of offense that you see among playoff teams. We're just witnessing a one-dimensional squad that's relying an awful lot on the defensive side of the ball. As for Kirk Cousins, trending in the opposite direction, you look at his peer group. I mean, it consists of Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Matt Ryan since the 2015 season. So that's two future Hall of Famers and the 2016 MVP. That's pretty good company to be in, and it's not just from a small sample size of a couple games. We're talking about a 2.5-year body of work. And, you know, you talk about timing, the free agent timing for him could not be better in terms of him signing a lucrative contract.
Sorry, I want to go back to hockey real quick, Neil.
Sure.
I'm just a rube that watches hockey. I love the Capitals, and okay. I always have. I love Jacob Vrana. I feel like there are times he disappears, and lately, obviously, he's on a hot streak after he got himself a healthy scratch, et cetera. What's his ceiling? What do you think of him this year and then kind of beyond? Because I am a Jacob Vrana guy, so don't break my heart.
Okay, well, there's been a lot of good, a lot of bad. I mean, he's got top six talent, and probably his biggest asset is his speed and his ability to get to the front of the net quickly and create second chance opportunities and rebounds. He hasn't really been able to translate that into on-ice success, except as of recently. And I think what you see with Vrana is a guy that just needs to be in the right spot. Perhaps that's it right now in terms of being on a line with Evgeny Kuznetsov and TJ Oshie. Because if you look at how that line's constructed, if Vrana's in front of the net, you have Kuznetsov who can pass as well as anybody in the National Hockey League and is also a threat to score when he decides to. And then you have TJ Oshie, who's one of the better goal scorers on the team. That could be a real good spot for him as long as there are pucks being put on net. If no one's putting pucks on net, and that includes the blue liners that are on the ice with him, it almost nullifies his ability to do anything in front of the net, and it also nullifies his ability to utilize that speed. So I think that surely top six talent got to see him get more opportunities both from himself and his line mates.
Neil, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
the time.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. Sean Taylor passed away tragically 10 years ago yesterday. We will remember that time as Redskins fans next on Grant and Danny.
It is Grant and Danny for our pals at Window Nation. Winter is coming. And the last thing on your mind is probably a thermostat, but it should be. Is your home ready for heating bills that are going to be so high? Window Nation wants to keep your family warm this winter with new windows and their half-off sale. Get 50% off any style window, size, or color. Plus, Cyber Monday sale, Window Nation is going to pay your entire heating bill for the winter when you order windows.
They're going to pay that entire heating bill, as Danny mentioned. That is hundreds, even thousands in savings. Do not sweat the financing. Zero money down, zero payments, 0% financing until 2019. Save all that money that you earn and use it this holiday season on loved ones or on the holidays. Window Nation is giving you this gift. Call them, 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com.
That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com, as Grant said. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home and ours, because it's where you live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.